You're listening to Vatican Radio.
European politicians have called on Turkey to respect the rule in the aftermath of this weekend's botched coup. Stefan Boss has more.
Speaking in Brussels, EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said this weekend's coup attempt in Turkey was, in her words, no excuse to take the country away from fundamental rights and the rule of law, and explained that the 28-nation bloc would be extremely vigilant on that. She also made clear that plans by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to reinstate the death penalty would harm Turkey's efforts to become an EU member.
Let me be very clear on one thing, actually on two. One, no country can become an EU member state if it introduces death penalty. That is very clear in our acquis, as we call it. So this is for sure. The other point I would like to stress, even if this is not the institution I am entitled to speak for, but Turkey is part, an important part, of the Council of Europe, is an important member of the Council of Europe, and as such is bound by the European Convention of Human Rights. That is very clear on that penalty.
She spoke at a news conference with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry after Turkey's government said more than 7,500 people were detained, including hundreds of judges and prosecutors and other perceived opponents of Turkey's leadership. Up to 8,000 police officers, dozens of governors and more than 50 high-ranking civil servants were dismissed for allegedly supporting the coup. Secretary Kerry echoed the EU's concerns about these developments.
As Federica has said, I think the level of vigilance and scrutiny is obviously going to be significant in the days ahead, and we'll work very closely, and hopefully we can work in a constructive way that prevents a backsliding, and that is our hope.
Kerry also said that Washington would consider an extradition request for the U.S.-based cleric that Turkey's president is blaming for a failed coup attempt. But he said Turkey's government would have to prove Fethullah Gulen's wrongdoing. The cleric, a former ally-turned-rival of Turkey's president, has denied involvement in the coup and said it appeared a staged or hoax coup as part of an apparent attempt to silence opponents of the president. It comes while the situation in Turkey remains volatile. In the latest violence, an unidentified assailant burst into the office of the deputy mayor of a district in Istanbul and shot him in the head. The coup itself left more than 200 people dead and more than 1,500 wounded. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.